The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, IRF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, 69. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. $1.6 billion is the judgment that a New York court made against China Construction America with regard to a suit that the Israeli family launched against them with respect to the Bahama property development. You will recall that Sarkis Ismailian was the brainchild, visionary of the Bahama project. I remember evolving under the Christie administration that it was a point of pride, actually, I believe, for Mr. Christie in particular, given that this was a kind of his Atlantis to Ingram's Atlantis. Ingram had Atlantis, that massive development, and Christie has Bahama, this massive development. There was actually some debate, long-standing debate, as Bahama was being considered, whether it would represent a kind of parasitical development on the business opportunity of Atlantis and therefore the tourism product of the country, because the question was, could both survive in this little small, on this little small island and what have you? And so, you know, it was pressed forward. Ismailian and his team went ahead and grew up a very sophisticated plan for Bahama. There was a lot of a lot of profiling, a lot of public relations. You remember all the video unfolding, the big ceremony to show what was coming, And I'll never forget the phrase, what was it? The things you don't see are the best things there are. It was kind of, I may have been paraphrasing it. I remember it because this is very close to a general election. Very close to general election. And so this almost right alongside all of the electioneering that was taking place. And there was a very cozy relationship between the Christie administration, very cozy relationship. As a matter of fact, quite frankly, I mean, it created a little bit of, it created some iciness even with respect to the relationship that that group would have with the opposition, which would have represented the alternative government. And I can tell you that that iciness displayed itself sometimes when you were interacting with them, you know? And so, but there was a coziness. And why not? This was going to be a massive development that would be a huge achievement for the Christie administration and the Progressive Liberal Party, and a great deal of pushing forward. And then, you know, it ran into issues of the funding, because I forgot the name of the major group that was involved with it, and they pulled out, and that then created some doubts about the viability of the thing going forward. And then out of the blue, the Ismailian group announced that they had secured funding from the China Exim Bank. And billions of dollars from the China Exim Bank. Of course, you know, those funding from these, not just Chinese Exim Bank, if it was the UK Exim Bank or whoever, those fundings always come with conditionalities. And one of the conditionalities would be you're using Chinese labor, Chinese material, and so forth, right? In the majority, which created an issue for the Ingram administration. You said, well, how would the Ingram administration, if this was happening under the Christie administration? It happened, it created that because Mr. Christie would lose the next election, and therefore Mr. Ingram became prime minister, and it's his administration that would then have to decide on the fate of the project in its development. And of course, there was some renegotiations that took place with respect to the heads of agreement. And the introduction of these 8,000 Chinese that would be employed in the project, and the determination was made. I was in that administration to go ahead and move ahead with the project. All things considered, it was thought that it would be a net benefit to the country. And we therefore had the task of going to the country and saying, yes, he's coming to build this massive resort, and that in lieu of that, we wanted to ensure that the quality of the construction met the standards of construction the Bahamas had, and therefore engaged a Bahamian third-party consulting quality assurance team. Right? All of this was all of this was part of the discussion at the time, and so. You know, and Bahamians weighed in on whether or not this should happen, or at least these Chinese, what happened to Bahamian workers, and et cetera, and no, but we pressed forward, and eventually the project would come to construct it, be constructed, and to be opened. And shortly thereafter, the government would have changed, and so the Christie administration would come back to preside over a country with this new development. But then things started to get antsy. No, actually antsy at the terminal end of the construction, actually. At the terminal end of the construction, things were starting to get antsy. And at one point, it got really nasty. And the Christie administration moved decisively to have the project go into receivership. And that's where Ismaelian got kicked out. And in Chinese, a Chinese investing group came to take ownership of Bahama. And it was that set of the circumstances leading up to that, that would result in this lawsuit, on which a judge ruled in favor of the Ismaelian family in totality. Not big. All that they accused the China Construction Company, China Construction America Company of doing, and implicitly doing in, how should you say, with some involvement of the Bahamas government. The judge said, yeah, they were at fault. And awarded them $1.6 billion. That's incredible, actually. That's incredible. And the ruling, the judge said that the credible evidence indicated that Mr. Ismaelian acted honorably and commercially reasonably and willing to work out a deal as long as the defendant's completion date, as they have fraudulently done November 2014. And so they were accused, the Chinese Construction America company was accused of fraud, and the judge agreed and accused them of manipulating things, whether it had to do with taking, allowing the Chinese employees to go back home, leaving the project defenseless in respect of attempting to honor its commitment to complete the project on time, or any number of things. The judge said, yeah, Ismaelian was right. And this, no one can give a fulsome account of this judgment without reading it in detail. But it must be recognized that besides the ruling giving a grand judgment to Sarkis Ismaelian and his family, that this judgment has and raises serious questions about the government's involvement in the matter. It does. And I have no doubt whether it's political commentary or other less political commentary, those matters will be explored. I remember at the time this all occurred, that I did find the eagerness with which the matter was sent into the receivership quite interesting, actually. I recall vaguely some explanation being given for doing so. I know some explanation. What specifically, I don't now remember, but some explanation was given. But it seemed really, really, I've known governments to be decisive, but that was top decisive as I'd seen in a very long time. And it was something to behold. And now you have this judgment. I don't know if the judgment is going to be appealed, but as it stands now, there are many, many folks who, no doubt, can be troubled by it as to what it all means. Let's put it like that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabara Lang, your host. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas.
The road with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Babe! You mosh the car?
I ain't mosh the car. The lady run into me mosh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. Strong investment performance and low fees? Visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabara Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you wish to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-304-5700. three. When somebody read the article where Capel, you know, Capel Bimini is suing his partner, the Genting Group, for $600+ million, I think it is, for, again, fraudulently doing something in relation to their development there. And somebody commented to me that when are we going to do business differently in the Bahamas? And in essence, suggesting that it is the Bahamas that is promoting this kind of fraudulent or difficult business circumstances for people. And I said to them, I said, but why would that be a reflection on the Bahamas, though? Because you have businesses in court with suits against other businesses all over the world, whether in the United States, United Kingdom, or Jamaica, or Barbados, wherever. This part of the fray of our world. Why is the Bahamas all of a sudden a particular problem for this kind of thing? I say lots of people do business in the Bahamas, and this does not happen. So, you know, I couldn't get that that had anything to do with the Bahamas. In the case, though, of Bahama, I can't say that this has to do in general with doing business in the Bahamas. Plus, it is a case in which the government's cooperation, coordination, collaboration, however, affiliation, association, however you want to term it, with the China Construction America Company does get impact as a part of what evolved in the circumstance. And, you know, we can go and say, well, it was Christie them. But in point of fact, though, whatever actions were taken to produce whatever legal results were produced was done by the government of the the occupants of the office were the Prime Minister and his team, but they acted for the government of the Bahamas, right? And the courts, whatever they put before the courts agreed to move accordingly. So when it was sent into receivership, you have to go before court. You have to go before the courts, make your case. And the court says, yeah, I agree with you. Go ahead and do what you have to do. Right? So what gets observed becomes a part of our systemic or our system approach, our institutional approach to the situation. It will be for me a great curiosity to see what happens next. You know, rulings are rulings and they mean something, but a ruling only stands if it's not appealed. And appeal does not succeed. So Ismailian won at one level of the courts in New York. China Construction America Company has options in terms of whether or not to appeal the ruling. And so it is for me a curiosity to see what their response is to it. It would be interesting to see whether the government of the Bahamas has any response to it, I would almost venture, maybe probably not at the moment. The opposition, by way of the leader of the opposition, has already commented on it insofar as the belief that there should be an inquiry into. I didn't say commission of inquiry, but some probe into the government official's reported involvement in ripping Bahama from Ismaili. Now that could go two ways. The opposition could call for a probe, and the government of the Bahamas don't have any obligation to do any such thing, save in and except to weigh whether there's any political implications or any political impact by such a call, and whether they need to respond or do anything about it. So they can do nothing, and the opposition can just keep calling. And the opposition does win. They could do the probe themselves. So one of two ways they could go. Right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm right here, man. How are you?
All is well.
Good.
In regards to the circus, it's really the situation. Mm-hmm. What I was reading in the newspaper was that there was a government MP who was family member, something had affiliation with the processes with the China bank, something like that.
No. Not a government MP.
Not the MP, his family member. That's what was in the paper today, in the Guardian. That's what they're reporting all day. That a government MP was close to the situation, that his family member was also close to the situation. And that's why they're saying that there may be something untowards with what went on with him not being able to be there as the investor. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, I have the article from The Guardian, and it mentions, you don't recall who you are calling the MP? Who are you calling the MP?
No, I was just listening all day, and I just heard over the news, the reporting.
So
I was trying to get some clarification.
Yeah, I think it's not so much an MP.
Mm-hmm. Someone in the government.
Well, let me read a portion for you. So I say, as a result of the liquidity crisis caused by the defendants, BMLP was pushed out of its, this BMLP, obviously, it's an Israelian company.
Yes, sir.
Pushed out of its $845 million investment, and thus Bahamas Chapter 11 bankruptcy in June of 2015 was a foreseeable and natural consequence of the defendant's action. Says the ruling also outlines how the defendants used CPA consultant Leslie Bethel to access his father, Subaltern Bethel, then senior advisor to then Prime Minister Perry Christie, bid to secure the government's favor and support in getting rid of BML. So Leslie Bethel was not an MP. His father, Subaltern Bethel, was not an MP, but Subaltern was probably the most prominent, long-standing, well-established director of tourism, powerful director of tourism under the Finland administration, etc.
Exactly. I know him very well, yes.
And he was the Prime Minister, he's Prime Minister Christie's then advisor. So that was what it was. It wasn't an MP.
No problem. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, not a worries. All right. And then it says in one correspondence, Leslie Bethel assured Daniel Liu, Senior Vice President of both CCA Inc. and CCAB, that his father, end quote, is one of CCA's biggest supporters, end quote, and promised to provide further help with the defendants' interactions with the Bahamian government. Right? and says that the ruling adds, in quote, later on, after the March 27, 2015 deadline had been missed, and in advance of a plan, Baldwin Bethel asked Mr. Liu for advice as to manner in which you would wish negotiations to proceed, end quote. So this text says, Mr. Lang, I suppose there may be egg on some faces with the government involvement with respect to Bahama matter, but I'm wondering if the government can be held liable for its role in the event leading up to the foreclosure. Well, you can accuse anyone you want of having caused injury, including the government, but it would be for you to prove that injury before the courts. And so can the government be held liable? Anything is possible if, you know, you can make the case with sufficient evidence before the courts. It says, good day. Love when I'm able to catch your show. Always a good conversation. A question regarding former Bahama developers' verdict. Do you think that this pays U.S. government to fight geopolitical war, proxy economic war of some sort against a China state-run company? Me personally, I always felt that he would win the case because of that. Not aiming to discredit the courts, but the geopolitics can run deep. What are your thoughts on that point of view? It is a reasonable, I think, question to raise. You know, and when we know the tensions between the Chinese government and the U.S. government. The problem is that if it is true that the courts of the United States are permitting the geopolitics of life to play into their rulings, that's dangerous. Frankly, that's scary, quite frankly, right? And at the end of the day, a court has to rule on evidence. So that's why you see rulings are provided in most often, not in writing, so that there is a rationale given for the ruling. And so it can be vetted by parties that are not the United States and that are not China, and maybe those scholars can weigh in on whether, in fact, from their point of view, the evidence led to such and such a case. Bear in mind here, though, Sarkis Ismailian is a resident, permanent resident of the Bahamas, right? The one who put forward that he had been wronged by the China Construction America company. So this wasn't acting on behalf of the U.S. government. He was acting on his own behalf and his family's behalf. So what the case that was made, he made the case. So it wasn't a geopolitical case. It was a case of you wronging me, all right? And so, and he had to prove that case. So it would be kind of a great stretch to believe that it was merely a geopolitical matter that settled the case in the courts of the United States of America. But I can't imagine it was it's an unreasonable point you raise. certainly one that people could venture. This text says, Mr. Lang, did not Mr. Baldwin Bethel say, in quote, I do not recall in the Commission of Inquiry, end quote, a famous quote, Bahamians cannot forget? Maybe. I don't know, so I'm recalling it. Maybe. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, it's so good to have you strong. Your mom's still listening to you, bro. God bless you. Appreciate it. Thank you much. His text says, good day, Mr. Izzy. Can't lend me a slow $5 million. I don't even need $5 million from him. His text says, boy, one ton of text coming after that. I gotta catch. This says, We all, bro, I'm sorry, producer. We blow right past our break. Let's pay our respects to our sponsors, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. And I'll read some of your texts when we do. You're listening to Z Live.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. Stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, then you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. Let me read some of these texts of yours. I don't know why I'm playing like I could actually read without my glasses, but I'm gonna try. So this text says, "Said afternoon, Lang. Did the government know this lawsuit was coming? Which didn't look good. If it knew, the lawsuit was quite public." So, yes, I imagine the government knew, not that what the ruling would be, but the government knew that there was a lawsuit. And the lawsuit wasn't against the government. Let's be clear on that. There are only implications for the government in the suit, but it was not against the government. It says lots of actions there, Mr. Lang. The China Construction America will appeal because this will affect their reputation for other international deals. True. Plus $1.6 billion is a lot of money. True. On a commission of inquiry would be great sense. FDI could be impacted. But anything substantive ever comes from those. Okay. Says, I think he is referring to Subaltern and his son. Yeah, that's what I clarified for him. Yeah, thank you. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I listened to Dwight's show this morning on the court ruling for his Merlin case. So Bolton Bethel's name was mentioned in lawsuit ruling. Can you enlighten how can only one person be named among many others? Well, I mean, if you can name a person you believe who have had substantial influence in a matter, so that's not a problem. If you believe person to have been that particular influence. And so in the case of Subaltern, given his proximity to the prime minister at the time as an advisor, they just felt that he was the influence. So that's you can make whatever case you need to make your case before the court, so long as you can support it with evidence. It says Allison Maynard would have involved both as a single MP and later a former MP, claiming for her services. Well, how you know what she received for her services? How you know that? How you get there? I mean, I'm sorry, I can't agree with that. Now, you don't know that to be the case at all. Okay. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How are you doing, Mr. Lang? Sorry to interrupt, right? Could you please tell Mr. Mario Bo, send a garbage truck at Gardner's number 2-3 weeks. No garbage around your ride, Ronnie. It looked like a mess.
Okay, terrible. Well, I hope they listen in, so I hope they hear
it.
Okay?
Every 3 weeks, you got to pick up garbage every week around the Gardner's number 2 right off Soldier Road. It's terrible, man. No garbage truck. Right. We even get it off for 3 weeks.
Well, I think somebody might be listening, bro. All right. It's Tech says, good day, Z Live. What, if any, are the ramifications of this ruling on the Bahamas or Bahama? Well, I think somebody alluded to it earlier. I don't think on Bahama anything will come of it. Bahama is a resort. The resort is in operation. The suit doesn't affect the operation to the extent that service and an offering to the world, and the world continues to patronize it. And I don't believe anybody has an interest in the operation ceasing, not the government of the Bahamas, not Ismaelian, China construction, not the owners of Bahama. So it has implications for the country insofar as it's bad news. It doesn't bode well, that somebody implies that I got fraudulently dealt with and the government may have been, in some way a participant, and the court says, yeah, that's true, that's what happened, and so forth and so forth. So, you know, yes, it can have an issue. But investors around the world, big investors around the world are savvy. You know, they aren't fooled. They know things happen, crap happens everywhere. And that is why they have to ensure that when they are doing something, that they dot their I's and cross their T's. And so while some might, question whether to do business there, I think savvy investors who think that they can make money in anger, they're not going to run from the country because of that. No. This text says, Mr. Lang, there are many insulting remarks in print reputable media issued to Ismaelin by a member of the government then and now, calling him a spoiled sport. One now sees the review of the ruling by the AG as stated by the PM. Yeah, I imagine that the PM and the government would have an interest in having the ruling reviewed. I think so. You know, review toward what end, though? That's a good question. That's the question. When we come back from the break, we speak to that. Reviewed toward what end? But what is it that when you as an attorney general of the government of the Bahamas sit down to review a ruling, what are you looking for? We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. If you feel like you make it down the same road, you should.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also 300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Do we still have a call on the line? No? You know, I have walked through Bahama many times. And often when I do with someone, if I'm with my family or someone, I would lament how it must feel to Sarkis, this Marillion, to have such a grand vision come to realization and to never have the opportunity preside over that. I've done that often moving through there. It is a spectacular property for sure. Has lots of great restaurants. It's visually impactful. I've never stayed there, so I don't know what they serve. I've heard lots of very grand things about the Rosewood Hotel and the like. And it is something for a man to take pride in that kind of thing and then to have it snatched from under him, however it happened. Okay. I don't know what happened. I just know what has been ruled, et cetera. But I've often thought about that. So when the Attorney General then calls to review the judgment, the question is, what's the motive? Right, of course, you can conduct a review because you want to know what the ruling was. So, that's for information purposes. That's for knowledge purposes. You ought to and want to know what in fact transpired and what was the ruling and what was the rationale behind the ruling. So that just makes sense for the government's legal advisor to do, right? Now, beyond that, what could be the reason? Is there the possibility that the ruling has some connotations or implications for the government as to its reputation? Right? So you may want action to be taken in respect thereof. Like, look at it from that point of view. You could look at it from a process point of view. Does the ruling imply that there was anything about our processes as a jurisdiction that may require some improvements? And so you might want to look at it from that point of view. You could look at it. I don't know why the Attorney General would necessarily do so, but you could look at it from a political point of view. What does this mean politically? You could do that too. So, his review would be for the attention of the government. And if the government then decides to take any action or make any statements, then you and I will find out. We have some more text here. Let me read for you. See, if Sarkis is CCA would file Chapter 11 and Sarkis would end up nothing. So they could file Chapter 11 now? Right, he might end up with nothing, but the Chapter 11 would determine maybe ways in which creditors can be satisfied, but could also be quite restrictive to CCA as well. So it's not an easy decision to file Chapter 11. That doesn't mean you get off scot-free. Remember when Donald Trump filed Chapter 11 several times, the courts actually in the amount of money he could spend on a monthly basis. Remember that? So it's not an easy thing, a simple thing, to file Chapter 11. That brings you under obligations by the courts. As text says, Mr. Lang, I guess Mr. Ismailian was not fighting to retain ownership of the property only for the damages pertaining to the loss of the property. He will not get it back. Is that correct? Well, he can't get it. Well, I the buyer who bought, one might think, under legitimate expectations of the seller's ability to sell. So I don't think this ruling had anything to do with giving him, not think, I know it did. It had nothing to do with giving him back the property. All right. So he doesn't come into ownership because of this ruling. No. See, I look at Bahama, I only think of Sarkis as really in a grand idea stolen. The mental anguish must have been incredible. He never received the credit he deserved for the vision. That is true. That is true. And that's by the country. Quite frankly, he got embroiled in the politics of our country in doing that marvelous project. And that's the reality. To me, that's the reality so Persner gets associated with Ingram, right? Because the Atlantis project was one of those first decisions Ingram made. It was quite controversial from the point of view of the Progressive Liberal Party in that it was opposed to Saul Persner, who was a South African, being able to pursue this project, given the backdrop of South Africa's apartheid history and all that kind of stuff. But the politics of that was about, we wouldn't do it, we would do it, right? So Ingram would give him the approval, the PLP, Paul Adley and them, they would said they wouldn't do it, and if they came to office, they'd reverse it. That was kind of the theme. That was the mix of it. The politics of Bahama was different. It wasn't on principle so much of we are opposed to this person because they are affiliated with this particular thing. This was a kind of, like I said, this was Christie's Atlantis. And it seemed to me that Ismailian was pleased to be able to facilitate this piece of legacy, and that acted in ways sometimes that was seen as a bit partisan. And so I can tell you, I was on the other side of the divide, so I could tell you what we saw and believed we saw. And so it kind of had that tinge of partisan politics going on, and unfortunately, I think that undermined the brilliant, brilliant vision and idea. I mean, listen to me, man. This man crafted. Listen, do y'all remember what the Cable Beach Strip looked like? Anybody? You go up that strip now, and all the walkers and the runners, and I mean, it's a beautiful situation now, right? But this is Mr. Sarkis Ismailian's brilliant, with his team, development, right? And he never got the credit he should have gotten. Everybody says Saul Persner's Atlantis. Nobody says Sarkis is Bahama. Why? Because I think, and what happened to him to implode the situation was not even the politics of the other of opposition, where the party that felt like he was cozying up to the other party did him in. His situation imploded with the group that it was felt he was cozying up to. It was actually quite something to explore. Quite something to explore. I remember being at a party. I was at a party, a social, where all the movers and shakers in the Bahamas were there. Prime Minister Ingram, others were there circulating at this party, and Sarkis was there. And I remember the uneasiness with interacting with him. Why? Because you felt like you were interacting with somebody who was more supportive of one side versus the other. That's the way you, in the end, in a number of people who would come to work, for instance, in the Minnis administration, F&M administration, were people who had been quite prominent of with the Israelian operations of Bahama, right? The former Minister of Tourism, Mr. Dionisio de Aguilar, who was a direct, Mr. Deems, Marvin Deems, who was a significant security leadership there, became a Minister of National Security and so forth, right? So it can't be said in the totality of things that he was partisan just one way, but I'm saying at the time, unfortunately, I think he came to be casted this way, and his vision and his achievement was undermined by all of that. And I think that's unfortunate. We have a call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Z. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. How are you?
Yeah, everything good. I remember it was, man. Yeah, the police station was over there. The Cecil's Wallace Whitfield building was on that road. Scotia Bank was there.
The straw market
man was there, along with the little straw market.
You had a wiggle bit to remember that though, right?
But let me say, I have an elephant memory. So
I remember
but I remember the strip bus, and it was only the double lane, east and west on either side. Front of Ambassador Beach Hotel and the Nassau Beach and things like that.
Cecil Whitfield Central. Across was the Johnny Canoe.
Howard Johnson and all them right up in there and everything, let me ask you something. So the lawsuit will be to the Chinese government, actually, right? Because Chinese government owned the Chinese construction company.
Not directly, to Chinese construction company. Now, whoever their ultimate beneficial owners are, if there is, in fact, a bill to pay, they will pay the bill.
Because when the Hilton was buying, and the hotel was passing over to them, because they were saying the Chinese construction company is owned by the Chinese government. They just make sure saying that.
Well, I mean, we all know that to be true.
Right.
Yeah.
So all I'm gonna get now is they got the money. That's all I'm saying is they got the money. They get paid this $1.6 million.
I have no doubt that they have the money if they have and must pay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because it wasn't injustice to him for true. Like how you said, that was his dream, man. That was his dream. And he get robbed of his dream, man. He get handled rough, man. And then he gets thrown under the bus. So this.
Let me tell you something. Let me ask you. You know, the savviest business people in this country, right? Many of them. You ever notice how they set up themselves in such a way that notwithstanding their partisan politics, they make sure that at the end of the day, on the grounds of their business, they ain't offending no government.
Exactly. And he said that the one opening. But then, how you say how the government is changing every 5 years, then he's dealing with with Christie, then he gone to Ingram, and then they bring out just some reaping, some sowing, some reaping, this and that. Then it gone to the next government. Then I remember making a speech one time when he was one of the openers or something. Then he said, 18 years, boy, he went through a lot. So he's been through PLP, F in him, and everyone, boy, so laughing, boy. So, yeah, boy, but he, like you say, he stay neutral to make sure, boy, that what he don't offend none of them. But that's what you got to do.
I think in the beginning, he didn't appear as neutral. Let me tell you something, right? When you are in an election campaign, you get very sensitive, very sensitive problems. And you remember when this Bahama, in the middle of the election campaign, had this big ad when they were going to be doing a press release of the, I think the architectural renderings or the artistic renderings of the project. And the big statement was, the things you don't see are more real than the things you see.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, really?
That's something like the I group and may go on and things to that thing. You remember just before the one election too? You remember when he released the emails and everything with Fitzgerald and everything? Asking him for job and things for his daddy, trucking company and everything, just before a election. And I think the PLP lost that election.
Yeah. Well, by that time, things had begun to sour.
Right, yeah, he's been upset with them. Yeah. The relationship was going south there.
Yeah.
But so, he sat up with them, they buddy up in bed together, and then they threw him underneath the bus, they threw him back. And the chairman of the company talked
about
he's smiling and all
type
of foolishness.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Chow Tai Fook Enterprises.
Okay, I hear that. But anyhow, they got the money though. They got to pay them honest money, boy. They got to pay. It could be a long process, but they got to pay that.
Yeah, well, we'll watch it. We'll keep watching.
Yeah, we watch it. See, I see, man. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay, brother. Take care. Thank you. Tech says Mr. Ismailian's situation imploded because he was unable to meet his obligations at the bank. Let's not forget Mr. Ingram's involvement in the matter. I hope this served as an example for politicians who like mingle in affairs of investors. So, Ismailian's situation imploded because he was unable to meet his obligations at the bank. For you to say that is for you to not have read the ruling, because that's the whole point of Ismailian's argument, which he won, sir. Okay, think about that. He won the argument. And the argument was, I could not meet my obligations because I was fraudulently dealt with by China Construction America Company and with some help and support from others. And the judge agreed with him. So you can't then now come around and say, no matter if he could not meet his financial obligations, why could he not do it if he got the funding for it? Think about that for a minute. If you get the funding for it, why could you not do it? Secondly, what Ingram involvement? Tell me, you can't just come and launch what was Ingram's involvement? Ingram was the prime minister of the Bahamas, took over a project that whose heads of agreement had not yet been fully concluded. He concluded that heads of agreement. He presided over the construction of the Singh when the funding had been secured from the China Exim Bank. What was Ingram's involvement other than that? You can't just listen, man. You're talking to me now on the show, you know. You can't just come do that. we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shivag. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? Antonon is good.
Right, radio holding, man. But I'm very happy to hear you back on the line again. I know that you know you're still going through, but I'm very happy to hear you on the line. And
I'm trying to press, man. So trying to resume normal life.
You know, and so my prayers, continual prayers out to you and your entire family. As you all continue to move forward and heal, even though that process, as you know, will be a very long time. And so just picking up on this conversation with Sarkis Ismailian, I was one of those, Shivago, who given us a very strong PLP supporter. What happened with Mrs. Merlion, and I spoke out about it on many platforms at the time. And so, you know, my one of my biggest concerns, not only was he the visionaire, Shivago, but he and his family put close to $1 billion cash into that investment. And when you put that kind of equity, that kind of capital into an investment, it is very hard to play politics or to side with one individual over the other when you have this real life capital that's being placed on the line, right? I believe that's where you ought to separate politics and business. And I always felt it was very sad when he got into the spat on the political front, because as you would have alluded to, you were at a party and you felt a little uncomfortable because he was a friend of the PLP administration.
Yeah, he was.
And a former.
Yeah, I mean, I was. You know, I was just speaking the truth. That's how I felt. As a person, that's how I felt.
He was a friend and a supporter, and you know, it saddened me personally, saddened me deeply, to see where the relationship ended up, right, and how he was dragged through in our parliament as a result of loyalties to Christie. You know, I thought that whole situation was just messy, man. Messy. And it was terrible. You know, but at the end of the day, Shivago, when you have the resources or you have the access, you can at least protect your investment into an investment. And so on that front, I'm very happy for him to see that his family's wealth that they would have invested into Bahama is not lost. It's not lost. And that and that Edo, he as the original visionary, as I always refer to him as, because it's the truth. And I don't play politics when it comes to business. He as the original visionary, I would always acknowledge him as that. Because that is his baby. And it's very sad to see that he is not getting the recognition and the association similar to what Sasol, God rest his soul, would have gotten with the great Sun International, the Great Atlantis Hotel, right? And the transformation that has taken place, because that project, along with Atlantis, has transformed this country and has carried our GDP and has done a great deal for employment in the country, in particular on the Bahama side, especially when you look at what happened through the recession and how they would have responded to that stuff. And so I'll end right here, Shivago. I'm just thankful to see that at least in the loss of what him and his family endured, that at least he would have gotten back what he put in, him and his family put into the project at the end of the day. And I would hope that the China state construction principles would see the virtue in seeking to make good on at least what him and his family put into that investment as a decent approach, and staying above board as Bahama has been demonstrating themselves to be as a corporate citizen in our country. Thank you for the opportunity, Shivago. God bless.
Thank you, brother. Says, didn't the trip to China reference securing a loan for Bahama, just asking? Ingram was in traveling to Hong Kong, Ingram was seeking to be helpful to Israeli and those in securing that loan, because generally speaking, those Exim banks will not proceed with substantial loans if a country objects. That's even true. That's even true of some of these institutional, multilateral institutions that give private funds through some of their private lending branch. They want to know that the government supports it. That just makes sense. And so Ingram was willing to show support. And wouldn't you want your government to be able to do that? Notwithstanding how they might have felt about who was supportive of or closing up to anybody, you want your country to succeed. You need economic development. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, Kid Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded!
This is the one and only fan, John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, Music Group,
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest Break, Kid Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super
Club Breezes Ground. It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showdown.
It's your boy DJ Rev.
Loose Me Now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on! Break and Scrape Explosion! Best of the best!
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is Grand Bahama Market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Stex says, before Mr. Ingram secured the loan from China Investment Bank, wasn't a loan, was defaulted from Scotiabank? Just asking, no. And first of all, I'm glad you're asking and not stating, because you clearly misinformed about this matter. Mr. Ingram did not secure the loan from the China Exim Bank. He did not. Sarkis Ismailian did so. Okay? So Mr. Ingram had nothing to do with getting the loan from that place, other than, as I indicated, a government has to show support for a project. Because that only makes sense. If you're going to lend money as a state enterprise to an entity in a country, if the government does not support that project, chances are you are putting your money at risk, because the government could say, no, I'm not going to give you a permit for that. I'm not going to give you a permit for this. So please get out your head that Ingram secured a loan. Sarkis Ismailian and his group applied for the loan, got the loan, and therefore needed now that the government demonstrated support for the project. Period. Okay? And secondly, I don't know about any defaulted loan by Speecher. I don't know about all of that. I may well be true, but I don't know anything about it. This text says, Mr. Lang, with regards to the caller about Mr. Ingram, it proves how ignorant some callers are. Well, it wasn't a caller, it was a texter. Also, the lie about Mr. Ingram selling BTC, isn't the government in possession of 49% of BTC? It sure is. But he did sell. He did sell a majority stake in BTC. But the people do forget that the government still owns a substantial part of BTC. But he did sell a majority stake in it. That's for sure. He did. We did. So we'll see. We'll see how this all continues to evolve. And how all the players come to establish their positions on it. I noticed that the leader of the opposition referenced the fact that the now prime minister was deputy prime minister in the Christie administration when all of this unfolded. Life, that's how it go. That's how it go. There's often a saying, Mr. Pintad was the leader of the opposition, was in the Venice administration when that. So now you see Mr. Pintad dropping names in the same way. Because that's how I go. Interesting times indeed. Interesting times indeed. Anyway, I didn't want to begin in this way so that I could weigh into that matter and we could just litigate it. But I did want to express my on behalf of my family our sincerest gratitude to the Bahamian state, to the government of the Bahamas, for the courtesies it extended in the state-recognized funeral of my mother. I mean, and you know, beyond the government and what have you, I have to tell you, I dealt with civil servants who, listen to me when I tell you this, please, who very tenderly, very professionally handled the arrangements around this. And I have no doubt from my own observance of things prior to now, in this personal way for myself, where it was concerning others, who have done this over and repeatedly. Whether it was the secretary to the cabinet, or it was the representative from the cabinet office, or it was the police officers, or the defense force officers, or the protocol people of foreign affairs, or ZNS, or BIS, or government printing, or the staff of the House of Assembly, or the staff of the Senate, just beautifully conducted themselves in regard to the matter that swell our family's hearts with pride about and gratitude with the way she was handled. And gratitude for the turnout, to the service, the children, their team, beginning with Canon Father Norman Lightburn, and just all that, just it was really gratifying and made a very difficult journey less difficult. Difficult nonetheless, less difficult. You know, from the funeral home, Rescue and their team, Mr. McQueeny and his team, and his team, and all of Bernie and those, just beautifully handled her and made us able to cry with less sadness, less sadness, because we were had some of that sadness replaced with pride and gratitude. And I have to say, family members commented how on the occasion coming out of the church when the police and those and the defense force and those were carrying that casket, the vision of it was just something to behold. And so many of you, I've seen you walking and moving through texts and calls and what have you, to myself, my family members. So many of you have been absolutely heartwarming with your expressions of sympathies and your well wishes and prayers, for which we are remain ever grateful. It's a journey, but not unique to us. I want to be clear on that. Many of you have shared this journey, burying a mother, and many, and you know, it has to be for so and the most difficult journey to take. But when you have the comfort and support, our love, family, and listen to me, man. My mother was the matriarch of our family. All of her sisters, all of her brothers, so many nieces, nephews, the grandchildren, the great grands, so many friends were there. And, you know, continue to be there, because even after the fact, whether they're calling, reaching out, etc. And you know, you walk this road, you know how helpful that can be. I make no pretense to you of the brokenness that so many of us have right now. But our mother was a strong woman. Mother, she said, when she had, and I recall this actually, when she had my youngest sibling, her last child, she said, I went to the hospital. When I come to the hospital, I was sewing bags the next day. That was who she was. But I say all of that to extend to all of you my family's gratitude for the support. in this very difficult time. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Balag, your host. We're going to take a final break. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I ain't mash the car. The lady run into me mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This October, Dunkin' Donuts is brewing more than just coffee. We're brewing strength because we're stronger together. Donate at any Dunkin' location to support breast cancer awareness, and we'll match every dollar you give. Together, we're making a real difference for the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. Sip, smile, support. When we stand together, we're stronger together. Because the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If in the remaining moments of the show you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. Any of the following numbers, 323-622-3232. Or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's me. On 439-3043. Text here says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Great show. It's good to hear you back. I watched the funeral on YouTube. I am so happy that Mr. Ismailian won. He was really treated badly. I pray everything works out for him. People can be so mean and unfair. Well, he had his day in court. Right? And that's as much as you could hope for when you are someone who feels aggrieved. Say, undoubtedly, there will be an appeal to this verdict. Yeah, that's a safe enough bet, I can imagine. Safe enough bet. I wonder if Mr. Ismailian would venture to do another investment in the Bahamas. You think so? His family? That's always one of the things that is true about when you have incidences and issues,
nice.
Whether or not it sours people, discourages people from doing, because a man like him, I mean, think about it. He's a relatively young man, you know, to have such a massive capacity for envisioning and have other thoughts, other plans. But would he feel comfortable enough to venture something else here? Now, mind you, this ruling, I heard somebody say, I'm glad he got sorted out. He hasn't gotten sorted out yet. He got a ruling. But you know, in the courts, these things can take some time before they come to their ultimate end, especially if there are appeals that follow. So he certainly has one victory. And so he has to now, see what happens, how the CCA reacts to the ruling, before they will find out ultimately what will happen. Interesting for sure. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, the Honorable Chicago line.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Deepest sympathy. How the day that's gonna go through your mind forever. The passing of your mother. Chicago, getting back to Bahama, right? Mm-hmm. I remember Ismailian going to Scotia Bank and borrowing plenty of money to buy the Malia and everything else. Then he didn't want to pay them, so he took, Scotia Bank took like a 5% share in Bahama. You didn't they could get their money back once Ismailian it paid?
That Scotia Bank took an equity stake?
A raise that deal. That they took a 5% or 10% in Bahama.
Well, I'm not familiar. I mean, you might well be right, but I'm not familiar.
Because the department is really coming up. Well, how much money do you think he come out of pocket? Because he borrowed the money to buy Melly and all the other hotels. Then
yeah, my understanding was that his family put substantial monies in that project.
But most of it was a loan from China because he used all that land.
No. Some of the money they put in was their own personal money, not borrowed money.
Okay, because I was just watching the deal that he took all our places with the banker in New York, but that collapsed because of 2008 being a crisis. But I remember quite clearly Scotiabank and him and Papa having a cutting a deal that they got 10 or 5% in Bahama for the $200 million.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if Scotiabank had an interest in and took out an interest in Bahama, then they still have the interest if they didn't sell it. So
I think they're not out of the deal. Since the bank, well, the
No, I don't think there's anything to suggest that they wrote off the funds. I don't think that that is so. Especially if you say they, if you say they took an equity stake, then they didn't write it off. They just exchanged
liquidation and bankruptcy. But do what now? Do the Chinese have any assets in the States? The construction company. How would they sell that?
And that's small change, man. You money's fungible. It moves all over the world.
But so
you don't have to
have
it. You don't have to have it. You don't have to rob a resident any place to pay something.
Because our banks in the U.S. courts don't work like that.
Our courts?
Our court has nothing to do with that court in the States.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the ruling, though? You said you were saying
where the assets come from, where the judgment coming from.
No, but listen, man. Yeah, what I just said, money is fungible, man. If you got $1 billion in China, you could get $1 billion converted and make it $1 billion in the U.S. What? That's not a problem.
But you have to own something in the U.S. without judgment.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Please, that's not true. Doesn't work like that. That's not true. You just have to have access to the money and be able to make the money move. That's all that's required. All right. Anyway, I mean, I can tell you one thing. I mean, the only people be hiding their head right now about it is the CCA. And we'll see. We're going to see how it all turns out, how it all evolves. Interesting case, though. Interesting situation and a big victory for Sarkis and his family. Big victory. And probably for some people, stunning victory. Him and his family. And we'll see how it all turns out. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God bless you. He spares life. We'll talk to you again. Take care.